Washington National Cathedral will toll its mourning bell 800 times today to honor the lives of the 800,000 people who've died from the pandemic. Health officials say a wave of new infections from the Omicron variant could spike in January, and that could overwhelm hospitals already pushed to the brink. In November, 7% of the 3,000 residents of Petersburg, Alaska, were infected with COVID. In response, a team of home health nurses went door to door to treat patients in the remote island town. Angela Denning of KFSK in Petersburg reports.
This is our COVID section right here.
Nurse Kirsten Testoni is sorting through medical equipment inside Petersburg Medical Center's home health supply room. Metal shelves stacked with PPE and plastic tubs of bandages, scissors, and needles take up one of the walls.
Hey, Yvonne. Yeah. Do you have any more of those batteries? We are, like, out of pulse oxes.
Yes, ma'am.
Pulse ox is short for pulse oximeter, those little clamps that go on your finger and measure your blood oxygen levels. They're in high demand in Petersburg.
You come in with sort of a plan, but your day goes from 0 to 60.
Testoni manages a team of 8. Before the pandemic, there were only 2 home care nurses in this office. The additional staff has come from other departments, ERs, clinics, long-term care. Lena Odegaard has worked in all of them. She says she likes home health because she can focus on one patient at a time, but it's also challenging.
There's just so many elements you can't control, whereas when you're in the facility, you can kind of restrict visitors and what people are doing to a point.
Sometimes there are patients who should go to the hospital, but they don't want to.
We find that quite often in home health, especially during this pandemic. Sometimes there's a little bit of a resistance.
Many times the nurses will transport patients to the hospital themselves, or they call an ambulance. Stephanie Romijn says home health is different than her many years working in the local hospital.
You can walk in and find someone on the floor, or, you know, you really don't know what you're walking into a lot of times.
Many hospitals have home health departments, but it's different in a rural town like Petersburg, says Jared Kosin. He heads the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
You're going to have almost, in some respects, a more nimble healthcare system because everybody knows everyone. And when we're in a crisis like this, can we meet this problem head on before it becomes a bigger problem and requires hospitalization?
During the latest Delta surge in Alaska, it's been crucial to keep people out of the hospital, not just Petersburg's local clinics, but also keeping the sick from getting medevaced to the bigger hospitals in Anchorage. Plus, it's a more personal way to receive care. The program is paid for through insurance reimbursements and hospital subsidies. And it's been so successful that the Petersburg Hospital is planning on keeping this level of home health care, even when they're no longer caring for COVID patients. On this day, Testoni is in her car, gearing up to visit a small house where 3 people are infected with COVID. She puts on 2 face masks, goggles, a hairnet, a gown, and blue rubber gloves.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Natasha Lyons answers the door. She's 43. She's in a black sweatshirt, her blonde hair pulled back.
Sorry, my house is not being weak. Don't have any energy.
In the last week, she's been to the ER twice.
I was so bad and so weak, I couldn't even get up to go pee at one point. I had to have help from my son.
A member of the home health team drove her back and forth to the hospital. She received oxygen, IV fluids, monoclonal antibody treatment, and steroids.
If it wasn't for the home health people, I wouldn't have made it because I was too weak to drive myself. I was too weak to even walk. I was too weak to do anything. It's been very scary for me.
Testoni checks Lyon's oxygen levels.
Oh, it was 98. That's the best it's been since forever. The lowest I think was 84.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
Like many Petersburg residents this team has been caring for recently, Lyons isn't vaccinated. And she hasn't changed her mind, even after 2 trips to the ER. But Testoni never pushes the issue.
You know, that's not our role. We don't do that. I mean, we are going to take care of people regardless of what their choices are.
Walking back to the car, Testoni says her job isn't to convince patients of anything. It's to meet them where they are. And so far, that's been enough to help keep them alive. For Here and Now, I'm Angela Denning.